Dr. John Hay. He's a board-certified physician, family medicine. Dr. Hay's delivered over 1,500 babies during his 50 years of practice. 1,500. Ordained teaching elder in the local church, a lecturer in medical ethics. He's been married for 60 years. He's from Greenwood, Mississippi. An Army veteran, commanded a medical unit in Vietnam in 1966-67, a certified flight instructor, private pilot for 40 years. And it goes on and on and on. A little bit in the book about God's little people, Dr. Hay reveals an uncomfortable truth that permeates our society. Many of us aren't informed regarding the basic biblical truths about life. We are unable to answer the questions that define who we are and address the moral and ethical aspects of reproduction and abortion. That says just about everything that I read throughout the entire book. Dr. Hay, welcome to the program. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I really am appreciative of you having me.
You got
come
it.
On today, you know.
It's a it's a physician.
Paul Gallo is a...
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Paul Gallo is kind of a beacon down here where I have my wake-up call from him to find out what's happening, and all my car, my truck's got it on the radio all the time.
Well, look, we appreciate it.
Just appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
The home stomping grounds in and around Greenwood, Mississippi. It's haven't been back in a while. I need to take a trip up there. Physician's Odyssey in the Land of the Unborn. It's called God's Little People. Let me show it on the TV there, if you could see it. It's is it available on Amazon, or where is it available?
You can get it off of Amazon, and also any of our fine bookstores should be stocking, or can get it overnight, or you can order it direct from the website, littlepeoplebook.com. Get a signed copy there. littlepeoplebook.com.
What happens on this program passes so fast sometimes, so I don't want to jaw on about some other things. I want to get to this one. Tell me a little bit about the book and why you wrote it and what's in the book.
Well, I wanted to write a book that's entirely different from anything anybody's read. You know, we're American people just don't read much, and we're swamped with stuff to read, and most of it is kind of boring, but I wanted to write it from a different standpoint. I had two goals. The first was to give events, not just theory or so forth, in how doctors think, how they develop ethical standards, and what's behind, what's needed in our country. And then the other was to offer comfort and forgiveness to people who've been snared into this awful thing. And people read it and say, this is not dull. It's not what I thought. And they get real excited. I've had a doctor tell me he read it twice, and several doctors have really chimed in on it,
but yep.
Patients and others that really are impressed, and they can't put it down as some of the words they say. So it's been satisfying to know that.
Has the industry changed as far as medicine's concerned, the way the prospective doctors or healthcare officials or workers were trained 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 years ago, and the ones now as far as abortion and life and when it begins, has that evolved over the years?
Well, we really didn't have formal training in medical ethics. We sort of picked it up as we made rounds with other doctors and through lectures and so forth. But I do think it's more polarized, people on both sides now. And, I mean, let's face it, over the years, we're like 60 million people have died. So it's a big and growing item all the time, and people are finally catching on and coming to proper positions. And of course, there's a lot of people who don't want people to know just what goes on.
Are you seeing in the book that maybe the teaching profession desensitizes the prospective doctors, as far as abortion's concerned, into adhering or listening to their hearts and their faith when it comes to this and abortion?
I think the average physician, you know, education of doctors today is so complicated. Mm-hmm. This is why it splits off into all these different specialties, because you just can't master it all. And it is taught one-on-one. This is one of the principles of Hippocrates, that we are to teach one another. And there's always going to be a segment of naysayers, but I think generally people are surprised a lot of times how ethical doctors are. In fact, one of my chapters of my book talks about this with our own medical staff. Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of people are off in specialties that don't even have to deal with this, you know. It's so medicine itself is being fragmented and ripped apart by all these things that are happening. So ethics sometimes falls by the wayside, but I've given a whole series of lectures on medical ethics, and everybody just loves it. They think it's wonderful. Wish they'd had it in med school, you know.
You said in part of the book, the room was filled with over 40 college students, everyone hoping that they would one day become a health professional. I began asking them a series of questions that seem wholly appropriate, given they attended a Christian university. One, when does life begin? Two, is the fetus in the womb a person deserving of full human rights, or is he or she something else? And number three, how should the life of a person in the womb be viewed, especially when there's a conflict between what's best for the baby and what the mother feels is best for her? Have you answered those questions?
Well, I think so. That statement, by the way, was made by a neonatologist who teaches. And he's going to get this book as a textbook. And we see this a lot. People, I want a book, everybody in my church to have a copy. We need to have classes on this. But I think the answers are there. And a lot of people have absorbed correct answers without realizing it. But so many have just been too busy to even think about that. And they plod along day to day. So I hope this will really turn the light on and get people to thinking and discussing and arguing or whatever they need to do to get it out.
Where have you come from down on, and this is Dr. John Hay, and again, after delivering 1,500 babies over 50 years, where do you see life beginning? To me, it's conception. To some, it's when a viable heartbeat is detected. To others, it's, if you happen to be in Virginia and the governor, it's not even when the baby has survived a botched abortion. So the latitude there is rather long and disheartening. But what are your thoughts? When does life begin?
Well, I think it begins at the time of conception. At that point, it's happened different. I mean, we have Jesus Christ's conception in the Bible. And there's a lot in Scripture that indicates that the baby is a person before birth and long before birth. But it's been a subject that people have not gotten involved in because they're busy taking out gallbladders or whatever, you know. And it kind of slips away. But it's becoming, I believe it's becoming more and more of a hot issue. Mm-hmm. And a lot more people are out there working on it. And we do have a whole field of neonatal specialties too. They're rare, but they're getting a place on the curriculum to teach more and more. And that particular quote you gave was from a real good one out in the East.
You know, one of the things that I think is underreported, and I mentioned it over the years, and again, Dr. John Hay is my guest, mm-hmm. is it's almost like when we started in the early days as boomers. When we were smoking as, you know, young children, teenagers, of course, and we even had doctors on TV with commercials saying, you know, this is a good way to relax. Mm-hmm. So we went through all of that. So if there was any guilt of us smoking and being addicted, some of that blame placed squarely on society, and rightfully so. And I kind of use that comparison a little bit as far as women who had abortions way back in those days. They were told that it's just a lump of mass, and to many of them, they wanted to believe that. And things have changed now with the technology that we have. Give you the chance to tell us again where it comes from, where the book is available, and a little bit more about it. We got a short segment, but I want to get you on for the final segment coming up in a moment or two. And let's do that with Dr. John Hay next. God's Little People is the name of the book. Well, I don't know about flying right by. Happy New Year, my friends. Let's get to the name of the book and everything else from a doctor. And by the way, I'm being told by one of your patients that it is not Dr. Hay, H-E-Y, even though it's spelled like this. It's Dr. Hay. Am I right?
Yes, that's some German thing from way back. We answered both.
I got it. But one of your patients apparently is letting me know that it was Dr. Hay. Well, just one more time quickly, because we're almost out of time here. But if you want the book, go to the Amazon, and it's called God's Little People, and it is available now?
Yes, or any bookstore. They can at least get it from overnight or direct from the website, godslittlepeoplebook.com. Get a signed copy as long as that lasts.
I do want to mention this. What do you want in the time that we have left here? What do you want people to take away from the book?
Well, I think that it's laws written in our heart, and we know that we're to love our babies, and we have to, and it's an abnormal thing to destroy them like we've been doing. But I do see a trend moving very rapidly. We've got the whole Christian Medical Dental Society and everything that's really geared up. And I could very well see that we will end up protecting the pro-life position. Yeah. At least we can sure pray that.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's one of the things that constantly tugs at my heart. Good book. Congratulations on that. And if you want it, go to the Amazon or bookstore. It's called God's Little People, and I know you will enjoy it. Dr. John Hay, always good to have you, sir, on the air and also in the family there. I thank you, and a very, very happy New Year to you, and stay safe.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and all your listeners.
You got it. Thank you, sir, very much. Perez, it's almost over.